Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Dennis Collins. The scripture is John chapter 2, verses 1 through 19. Kids are a hoot. They really do say the darndest things. However, most of the hilarity comes from the fact that they just don't have the life experience and exposure to the world at large as adults do. The end result is a lot of misunderstanding that often comes across as comedy. Imagine the thoughts of a 5-year-old if you told them something really expensive costs an arm and a leg. That's probably less funny and more the stuff of nightmares, especially if they know someone who actually owns the something in question. Or imagine a 3-year-old denying he's even been near the bowl of Hershey's Kisses, despite a chocolate-covered face and dozen foil wrappers at his feet. Then you tell him that it's important for the two of you to address the elephant in the room. How about an impatient youngster wanting something right away and you tell him, "Keep your shirt on"? None of these common sayings make any sense to a kid and will likely cause confusion on their part and result in some pretty humorous anecdotes for us adults to regale for years to come. Now let's consider our poor friend Nicodemus in today's scripture. He's described as a member of the Jewish ruling council, which means he was a real mover and shaker. He comes to Jesus at night, which is important. According to most scholars, the night represents secrecy, so we are led to believe that the meeting was something Nicodemus didn't want publicly known. He wanted to keep it on the down low. In fact, in just the previous chapter of John, Jesus arrived at the temple in Jerusalem to find the selling of all manner of animals to be used for sacrifices, and responded by violently driving out the merchants, actually whipping them with cords he fashioned on the spot, scattered the coins of the money changers, and overturned tables. In short, Jesus made quite the ruckus and proceeded to call out the Jews when he was finished. But that's another story. The point here is that everyone saw Jesus and it was no secret he was in town. Nicodemus had to be careful or else he might be seen as sympathetic. He greets Jesus respectfully and even acknowledges that God must surely be with him to be able to perform the signs that he was doing. That's when Jesus blows Nicodemus' mind with the statement, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." Nicodemus hears the words, but takes no time to really process them. He is being told something extremely profound, but only hears, "To enter the kingdom costs an arm and a leg," while addressing the elephant in the room and keeping your shirt on. To take Jesus' statement literally is Nicodemus' first reaction and the one farthest from its actual meaning. It's also the reaction that any child would have in the same situation. After some additional explanation, Jesus tells Nicodemus not to take the statement literally, that flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit gives birth to spirit. Nicodemus still doesn't get it. In the case of a child, understanding strange statements usually starts with an acknowledgement of ignorance. "I have no idea what you just said. Could you please explain it to my uneducated mind?" Nicodemus didn't do that. He heard "born again" and didn't even stop to consider who was talking to him, even though he just admitted Jesus must have had God with him. No, he figures Jesus is just nuts and responds literally and almost mockingly. Then Jesus really lets Nicodemus have it right between the eyes. "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and do you not understand these things?" Jesus proceeds to spell things out for Nicodemus, accusing him of ignoring the eyewitness testimony of others, and then basically says if he didn't believe what was right in front of him, then why bother explaining to him the things that he couldn't see? This is a real biblical dressing down, if I ever heard one. But even then, Jesus gives Nicodemus an out, an opportunity to set aside his know-it-all attitude and actually listen by winding up the encounter with probably the most famous and profound series of verses in all of Scripture. The Bible doesn't say how the encounter ends. It doesn't state that Nicodemus' eyes were opened like it does in other stories in the New Testament. Neither does it say that Nicodemus left angry, insulted, and confused. I suppose it is left to the reader to draw their own conclusion. I like to think that if Nicodemus had just stopped to listen, he would have left Jesus with the most encouraging news he would ever hear. He would have learned that to be born again means with the Holy Spirit as the giver of life, and not simply a literal human second birth. It seemed to mean nothing to him that he would be the first person in history to hear John 3:16, which explicitly spells out Jesus' mission to save the world, and how faith through him would accomplish that. I think Nicodemus missed an opportunity, but the message was right there if he cared to hear it. Let us pray. Merciful God, please let us hear your words with understanding. When confronted with confusion and bewilderment, let us seek understanding as a child, setting aside our own knowledge and biases in favor of your wisdom and love. Let us be quiet when we rush to speak and embrace understanding rather than try to explain. In learning like children, may we be better children of you. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's Daily Devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.